Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us on CatholicAudioMedia.com. Let's switch to part five of our interview with Corey Fronten.
I totally agree. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's been very energizing, very like spiritually fruitful to pay attention, to spend the time paying attention, to do the work of paying attention, and to do what I can to actually, you know, be a part of a movement that's trying to reduce things like this in our modern life. I have a question for you, Father.
Sure.
As a clergyman,
mm-hmm.
What are ways that you think, you know, yourself, other clergymen in general, and I guess also just like, you know, leaders of Catholic places, leaders of parishes, like lay leadership in parishes, can be more involved and a part of the labor movement in a way that I guess reflects historical involvement of the church in the labor and civil rights movements, but I haven't seen a ton of. And is there anything that you've seen that you're excited about on that front?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. Well, I just finished the article. It was great. You told me about the labor rally up in Cambridge. And I was fascinated about it. As a matter of fact, I didn't put it in the article, but Sean O'Brien from the mm-hmm. Keemsters had mentioned that he had met with the Pope and discussing some of the issues with the Pope.
That's right.
And I think it's important for the church to always be involved and to be part of that. But I've had experiences where I think there's a lack of trust, and was starting to write on that, between labor unions and those who aren't connected to labor unions. So I called a local labor union to help me with a project, never got a return phone call, things like that. So kind of work there. And I remember there was a fascinating story where I got approached by a labor union to kind of help them. And, you know, I said, sure, I'll help you. And they wanted me to talk to workers about where the church stood on unions. But without talking to me, they put my name on a union rally poster. So it kind of changed the whole dynamic. And I went and talked to the guy who did it. And he just kind of, he gave me this attitude, well, you're the one that said yes, then you just deal with it. And it was like, no, you were supposed to be working together.
So
I think to build that trust, so what you bring up is a really good thing. How can we build the trust and to work with labor unions? I'm happy to do it, to have a discussion, because I've come to realize even more so that, especially, I loved what they had to say over at the rally that was with Sean O'Brien, Sarah, mm-hmm. I think her name was Flavin, I forgot. And from the airlines, and then Bernie Sanders, and all really coming up and instead of looking at unions, which, you know, I kind of looked at them as being connected to the Democratic Party, but saying no, our role is almost to be that part of government that represents everyone else. And that represents the workers and says, this is what you're going to do. And you are going to work in such a way that you are going to work for all the people, whether you like it or not. And we're going to make sure you do it. That attitude came out very strongly from Bernie Sanders.
I think
that's where, as a matter of fact, I'm working on an article now. That's where I think that the unions really need to build their PR side. And in doing so, you know, the church needs to also say, yeah, we're there for you, because that's what we also stand for as well. And let's work together.
I think that's right. And it's tough, right? Cause, at the end of the day, when you're doing union work, right, you're propagandizing for the union in the same way that anybody that works on a political campaign is doing the same. Right. And so there's always these, hard, challenging balances, right? Of you know, pushing people a little further than they're comfortable with, at the same time respecting their choices, right? And I with right the union poster, that's like obviously a very challenging one, right? Because on one hand, you know, you're trying to do a rally, you're trying to get people fired up, and you're trying to like build these alliances, but at the same time, you have to be very careful about, you know, making sure you dot your I's and cross your T's and so on and
so
forth.
Right.
to make sure everything's okay with how it works out, right?
But I think and right away, I get a phone call from the owner of the company. I won't mention the company. And he's like, what are you doing on a rally poster? And I'm like, hey, look, they just wanted to know where the church stood on unions.
Yeah.
And I go, I should have foreseen that.
Well, I mean, I think that's like one of the rocks and hard places for the church, which I find very fascinating to think about politically is, on one hand, you don't want to bite the hand that feeds you. But on the other hand, the hand that feeds you in terms of donation money is very often acting in contradiction to the church's teaching in terms of how they treat their workers. And so I can understand how it can be a really hard spot for a clergy person.
At the same time, we have to be, I mean, I have a tendency to be outspoken, which I'm not as much as, because I just got kind of worn out, but I'm well known for being outspoken.
Sure. Yeah.
And I have spoken up on different things. And as a matter of fact, I even got in trouble in the Navy where these guys, it was an interesting story. These guys were, I guess the captain got mad at them and had them clean something in an enclosed space, and this stuff was designed never to be used in an enclosed space. And I said no, and I got in trouble for that too. So I tend to be outspoken, so that doesn't necessarily come across, but you know, it's an important thing to know. If someone says, you know, over there they need to find a different way of working with their people, but we very rarely get that. I do have union members come up, they go to church and they'll say, you know, could you support us or something like that, and that happens occasionally. I will say one, I won't say the name of the union, but there was a union that had a big sign. This is back in the days where all the signs were made out of light bulbs. And they always had light bulbs that were out. So finally this guy, I'm from this, he says, would you do something? Would you change the light bulbs in your sign? He says, okay. I says, for crying out loud, that makes a union look terrible because all your light bulbs are out.
Well, you know, it's been a tough time for unions recently, but I feel like we're entering a light bulbs might be on more of the time period for unions. But also I think there's a lot of hope in, I was read this quote by an organizer who said, I want to work for the union that's bouncing the check every month because of how much they're spending on organizing in order to fight for folks. And I feel like that's really, maybe the light bulb should be out, you know, so that there's boots on the ground. Because, I mean, like we talked about, there's a lot of situations where, you know, computational economics is making it very hard. Very, very hard for, you know, people to live their lives with dignity at the end of the day.
But well, that's a good point. I mean, this is also a call to, if anyone's who's listening, who, says, gee, you know, I didn't really think there were priests that will talk to a union and will not put my name on a union post, on a rally poster, just out of the blue. But
I would love it, and I would love to see it. I think you know, it's been very, very elucidating for me to be able to fight. And I think one of the things that I had always found with my experience with Pew Lino and the Archdiocese of Washington is that a lot of the times clergy folks will be very afraid to take a risk, you know, which, you know, to be fair, totally understand that. I can personally, in my personal finances and life, very conservative, very risk averse. But I do think that at a certain point, we have to start thinking as a church about at what point that conservatism and risk aversion is a vice and not a virtue.
The clergy are most afraid of is not so much a risk with the company, it's their risk with their supervisors.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, speaking as a layperson, and with all due respect for the bishops of the USCCB, but I also think that they have plenty of risk that they can take in order to make, you know, statements of support in favor of the family life, which is the main issue of contention, right, of minor league baseball players, of railway workers.
Really?
Yeah.
This sounds like another show at another time.
It could be, but at the end of the day, the song is the same. People's workplace, work conditions and remuneration is just not satisfactory to have a family life. And I think it's incumbent on us as Catholics, whether we're members of the hierarchy or clergy or just random rank and file folks like me, we should stand and fight just a little bit, because, you know, that's right. It's exactly what the Good Samaritan did, right? He stopped. He noticed the plight of the other, and then he committed himself as much as he was able at the moment, both materially and spiritually, to the effect of righting the wrong, even though it wasn't his responsibility. And I don't know. I think it's something to think about.
Well, this is great. This has been a great discussion, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Father.
Oh, it's been wonderful. And I wish you well in your continued studies and work.
Thank you.
Same to your family.
Thank you. Great. Well, thanks so much, Father. Let me know if you have any questions or anything.
Sure. And I'll tell you what, people can send comments to the over at CatholicAudioMedia.com or to the parish. And if they do, we'll pass them on to you.
Yeah, cool. That sounds great.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, have a great day.
Take care, Father.
We hope you enjoyed our 5-part interview with Corey Fronten. We'll be back tomorrow with another program at 3:00 in the afternoon and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And starting tomorrow, we're going to do 2 parts based on a really nasty tweet I saw from a Catholic organization, and then how to deal with that and how to do good customer service. Have a blessed day. See you tomorrow. In Cristo vivimos.